gang's not here.
Okay, the gang's all him. Back together.
Oh,
what up, my guy? Hey, you gotta clean.
Dog from here.
Dog,
put the dog right there.
You got a new shirt, dog?
That's his twin.
He gave my dog a new shirt.
No, he,
I'm fired up for you right now.
I'm fired up for you right now.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to
days are long, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know how it
goes. That's that good money, that check.
You know how it goes.
Hold up. Limitless, take a stomach cap pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, got me up. On the mission, got me up. Knowing me, I got the key. On the vision, I can trust. Trust. Limitless, take a stomach cap pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, got me up. On the mission, got me up.
Do you know how to use FaceTime?
See what happened.
What that is, an 8?
It gotta
Four.
Be an 8.
I just know it got the little one camera on the back, so I know that joint ain't updated.
Bruh, bruh. What it is, man?
I'm chilling, sitting here watching the game.
You got the 86 kid on the way? Is he here?
Right here. Almost here. Where y'all at?
We about to crank up the pivot.
Like that kind of pivot?
Yeah. if they lean left, we going right. They lean right, we going left.
Off the backboard, though.
That's what we do. The fellas all here, bro. Hold on. Let me swing you around.
You know how to work the phone, bro?
Yeah, man. The fellas all here.
Papi Ocho. No, we got to call you Papi Nueve now. Nueve. Hey, hey. What's up, bro?
I'm not chilling.
Man, what up? I know you like these colors, too. You saw them for a long time.
Yeah, I used to run through them colors all the time.
You was a lie. You used to be signing peace treaties for the game, man. Hey, you was in daddy mode a long time before this, man. You was sitting down chilling.
He didn't want to see you, RC. That's what I hear. He didn't want to see you.
Man, listen, I would have ran Ryan
Keene
over like I did Ray Lewis.
We know how that worked out, my boy. Take care home, dog.
We all saw that, dear, bro. But it's cool, man. You look good. You look happy.
You know, yeah, I'm always happy. I don't really have too many down days out of 365 of them. I might have one or two bad ones. Other than that, you know, I'm good.
Oh, okay. After you, you know,
you straighten up,
get the baby, straighten up, get the baby right. You will come over here and fool with us.
Oh yeah. You know, I'm coming there and rock with you, man.
He's still on the budget.
I got you.
We're gonna have a good time.
I feel. Why y'all always rubbing that head like something gonna come up? That head bald for sure.
He say Deion grew it, and LeBron been holding on to it for 10 years.
Don't do LeBron.
Hey, anything
Don't
is
let
possible.
The patch come with LeBron.
You heard Kevin Garnett.
No, I grew a full set of hair. I just keep it shaved because I don't like maintenance.
Because you think you sexy?
I'm sexy. I'm like a high six without a haircut.
You a six?
A solid six. I'm a high eight.
I'm about a 9.5. If my teeth was right, I'd be a 10.
Oh, Lord.
I don't really judge, though. I don't judge men, but I can only speak for myself, man. I'm a good, a high eight.
A strong eight. Well, that's good.
My baby said I'm a 10, my bad.
Let her take whatever she want.
You that's ain't no all damn that matter,
10.
Though.
You ain't no damn 10. You need to change. Give me the change if I give somebody a dime on your ass.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll take this hard 12, I feel like, right now, then, though.
But y'all let that baby be right, man. We gonna catch you soon, bro.
All right, I got you. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring the baby on the show with me.
So. Sherelle ain't with dad, is it?
You gotta remember, I'm a stay-at-home dad now.
Hey, yo.
Listen here. You need some
We gonna send you some of these.
Happy dad.
Happy dad to go with your attitude.
Hey, what's in there?
It'll keep you happy in the house.
Hey, and the way you do it, you need a lot of it.
We got it, bro. Holla at you, man. Congratulations, big dog.
Congrats, fam.
Yes, sir.
See you in a minute.
Yeah.
That boy do anything to save money. Did you see him doing the ultrasound where he say he gonna deliver the baby?
Mm-hmm.
What's the over-under? You think he's serious? I mean, if it was allowed by law, you think
yes.
he would try?
Yes.
To deliver a baby.
I think he tried.
I think he'll try.
I think he tried because he believes he can. Like, that's the difference. It's not necessarily just about saving the money. See, we wouldn't try because we don't believe we can. Ocho believe he can actually do that.
That's that dummy confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have that sometimes.
That's that dummy confidence.
Fred, no, you don't.
The highlight when he ran into Ray.
Right.
Right? You have to have an out-of-body experience every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. I don't.
Come on, bro.
I don't.
You have to. You have to convince yourself that you can do anything. And I think it really should have been Ocho versus everything, because he does everything. Video gaming.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He gets out there and he plays soccer.
Yep.
He boxes.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about delivering babies.
Yeah, listen.
So it's Ocho against everything.
Against the world.
It's Ocho against everything, but it ain't gonna be Ocho against that baby.
Did he really used to tear y'all up though?
No, absolutely not. Listen, man, Ocho used to be out there signing peace treaties before the game. You know how it is. He won't shake hands. He won't hug. Hey, RC, none of that today. You know what I'm saying? And then he won't run the post route and give you 17 stems, 3 sticks, yeah. You know what I mean, and 8 moves. But by that time, you know, we had James and all them on Carson Palmer anyway. It didn't even matter, you know what I mean? But, like, you talk about baby do anything. Listen, I try to stick to the stuff I do well. You know what I mean? And the stuff I can't do well, you find other people that can.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
We here, man. We here. Two of my favorite people in the world. Most intriguing humans in life.
You thought I was gonna let you leave me, huh?
You gonna jump on me, Fred?
Nah.
You gonna jump on me, Freak? freak out. That's what he do. RC. I'm gonna let you know. He gonna jump on you. But we here now. We got to this point, and we got to speak on how we got here. We got to speak on what happened.
Right.
I think from the outside looking in, my first thought would be was y'all had a good thing going. And not just a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It was starting to transcend what it started. It was getting outside of Fred Taylor. It was getting outside of Channing Crowder, outside of anybody who was there. So I think the question for all the people would be, what happened?
You know, let me jump at it, Chan. you know, I mean, we were all in the pandemic, right? Everybody, you know, all of our lives slowed down. You know, everybody really on the face of the earth, essentially we all had to pivot and, you know, sort of, you know, see how we're going to handle this thing going forward. You know, we were stockpiling toilet paper and paper towel. We were doing all types of shit. We didn't know what was going to happen. We just had these conversations about doing something to get out the house. Mm-hmm. And we ended up doing something special that was a, you know, cultural movement that we all participated in. It was great. Really in life, man, we all have different visions and aspirations that don't necessarily add up to, you know, the same for each individual person.
Right. But in something like that though, fellas, where you feel like, okay, we come together to start this thing and you don't necessarily start it understanding the destination, right? Everything we've ever done in life has been about a process to get there, right? You started in that process, but then it turns into a phenomenon, right? And culturally, it turned into something that people like me, people that look like me, women, and now all kind of different genders, colors, all these people are coming to see y'all because it was real talk, right? It was about what was going on in the world from a perspective that you couldn't get anywhere else, right? They weren't putting that on network TV. And so, is it a situation where you feel like, man, you know what? It's so different from what all we want that we have to go a different direction?
Yeah, it just moves so fast.
Yeah.
Things move so fast and it evolves so fast that we never, you know, button up our own business.
Right.
You know, and we hit a home run.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We hit a home run. We couldn't run fast enough to get back to home plate to get things tightened up. So, you know, throughout the whole process, we were trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know, in good faith, we were just trying to figure things out. And unfortunately, as black men,
mm-hmm.
we failed in that sense. And I can honestly say, see, the one thing about me, I'm always trying to be transparent. You know, I'm not pointing the fingers at anyone. Myself, I'm included in that. You know, I could have done some things differently.
Right.
To what we like to say is button up the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't necessarily take advantage of that. I was moving slow, thinking, no,
it's gonna happen.
This.
You think it's gonna
time,
get to a
right?
point, right?
And
did you see it the same way?
It didn't happen.
Though?
And I would say with the whole situation, like, if you look at it with, and this is a thing that black men now, as we're progressing, and now that we're owning business, now that we're, you know, we're entrepreneurs and we're doing things, the business side is coming to us faster and it's more efficient than we're really ready for.
Right.
And it's what happened to us. So I would say with, you know, we'll speak on this elephant in the room, you know what I'm saying? The last podcast we were on with B. Marsh and them, we needed the ideologies of it, the foundation of it,
okay,
was different than what we thought it was going to be.
You're saying as it moved forward, it became different, or it, when it jumped off at the beginning?
As it blew up, because it was really, like Freddie just said, early on, it was just guys sitting around, just like we talk, like, hey, let's do this, RC.
Right.
Let's mess off.
We just
locker room talk.
Up.
Let's chop it up and do this. And then as it blew up, the ideologies, the foundation, what we thought it was going to be, and the business side was not what everyone was on the same page with.
For sure.
And that's what happened. You got to look at the big picture of things. A lot of businesses, there's a lot of people that branch off and do different things,
for sure.
And everybody eats.
Yep.
And there's, you know, saying nobody should be upset because you set a standard and you've showed the world what you can do. And I learned so much from IAA. I've learned a lot, and we move forward. But the ideologies, I would say, the foundation, the fundamentals of that,
right,
wasn't what we wanted to do. Wasn't what we thought was right. And it's not wrong and right, but it was just, it is what it is.
Right.
And we had to move forward from it.
And so even in that, though, you're saying that people can't be upset, but people are upset, right? If you, like, just being straight up, if you pay attention to what people are asking for now when they, you know, see an IAA post, right? Or wondering where Fred is, right? Wondering where Channing is, you know? Like, I knew y'all from ball.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you were a great player. You were a really good player. Like, that's what I knew. But I got to know the men. And people started to fall in love with the men. Like, they forgot you could run the football. They forgot that you tackled. All those things went away. And it was like, these dudes are teaching. You know what I mean? And so you say the ideologies and the foundations and those things didn't match up anymore. Did it not match up so much, though, that you couldn't fix it? Did you try to fix it? Did y'all try to get it right before saying, you know what, I got to wash my hands of it and be done?
I won't speak for Freddie, but we tried to work it out. We had meetings, just as men, talking about what you need to do on the business side. We had meetings, number of meetings, just as men, and talked about it. And there was it was a disconnect with what we wanted to do. What we thought the path we were walking down, and there was another path that, you know, B was walking down.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the same path. And as we kept continuing to talk about it,
there's no synergy there.
It was the synergy started moving apart, and we said, well, we'll move on. And we wish the best. And I think I want to speak to Freddie on this. We wish the best for all of that.
Right.
But it's something that we wanted to do differently and think that we can capitalize on something else because of the fact that the foundation of it, how things were set and how things were established, just wasn't something that I was comfortable with.
Right, and so now, like, we were talking about what y'all built, right? The cultural phenomenon. Part of that culture is based on the individuals involved. And now there's a gap, you know what I'm saying? Like, now there's a piece missing. Now there's a hole in the world that y'all were a part of building. And, you know, we've been saying pivot, we've been talking about pivot, and obviously that's gonna be a word we use a lot. So what do we do? What do y'all do to fill that gap?
That's one of the processes of life. So if there's ever a gap, you know, it is a gap.
Yeah, it's you know, something missing.
And, you know, basically for me, the gap, you know, is vertical.
Okay.
Right? And I'll be damned if I come back down to try and fill a gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're here, you got to come up here and match my energy. You got to come here and meet me there. People would ask me, so where's Freddie been? You know, they would say, where's Freaky Fred been? And all this other stuff. And, you know, basically, for me, it started me going on vacation. It had nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. You know, and me and everybody else that was, you know, over at IAA, you know, everybody's cool, everybody's cordial. And I think at some point I mentioned, you know, one of Coach Belichick's lines, when he said, do business as business is being done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think we all have to do that in life.
That's real.
And if it isn't, you know, satisfactory to your standing or what you believe in personally, you have to pivot. You have to change directions. And you know, even if it takes you, you know, going out on your own and yeah. whatever risks that are associated with right. it, you got to take that.
Is there a fear in that, though, Freddie? Because, like, the first...
Don't flinch. I was never scared when I put on like my helmet to come see y'all.
Yeah.
You know what right. I'm saying? Don't flinch.
But
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of the game of life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I remember commercials when D-Wade first came to Miami.
Right.
They had him falling all over the ground.
What was it, fall seven times, man, get up eight, get something like that. Up. Yeah.
He kept getting up. So what's the fear?
Right.
What do you fear? You know, this is a game we all got to play. We don't know what the outcome is going to be or the right. end game. But the end game got to always be, the mindset has to always be the long game. Mm-hmm. So B, his mindset is entrepreneurship. And I support that. I'm going to support, you know, being everything he does, you know, from everything. And I'll say this, from House of Athlete mm-hmm. to IAA to everything he's that he does, I 100% support that. You know, hell, if I can be invited as a guest, I support that. That's where I want to be. And it's just that, you know, I felt that the timing was right and sufficient okay. to go and do our own thing. And we're here now. And it ain't no looking back, so, and that's what it is.
And this is the other thing, too, is that...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you think about it, all of us, anybody out there has a job, right? Mm-hmm. Your coworkers and your friends, your tight friends, the best men at your wedding party and all of them. Right. How many people that you work with that are your business partners
Yeah.
are your best friends?
Well, even in the locker room, I used to try to explain to people, all my teammates ain't my friends, all my friends ain't my teammates.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to that point where, like, you know guys that you just play with
yeah.
and that you tight with.
Right.
You know guys that you can work with
mm-hmm.
and you can grind with and that
you know where to leave them.
Have to be friends with.
Yeah.
And I would say most of my best friends, my tightest dudes, my aces, the best men, my wedding party, I don't do business with but maybe one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine for them. And then my coworkers, they don't get invited to my kids' birthday parties.
Right.
And, like, it's not a knock. And that's the crazy thing. It's not a knock because there are people always in the middle. People that get invited to some parties.
And not all of them.
And not all of
yeah.
them. And there's always in the middle. But if you really think about it, your tight friends to your coworkers, there's two different angles.
So,
and the business side of it makes that. And as a businessman, you have to decide that who you deal with
okay.
and who you want to do business with and who you can just vibe with, chill with, drink with, party with.
So what happens when this starts, though, right? When it was him, right? Because eventually that's what everything comes down to, right? We live in a blame world. We don't live in a world without fault. We don't look at things falling apart and accept the fact that things just fall apart and things don't work out sometimes, right? That's not what happens. And so now as y'all move forward, as we make different decisions, as we decide to try different things, how do you move on and then now not be compared to that? Not be why you left that, why is this no longer?
We can't control that. First and foremost, like whatever we do in life, no matter how you move,
right.
you can't control the outside noise. And I keep going back to this because it's something that got the Patriots to be a successful, you know, the best team in the last two decades.
100%.
Hands down, right? And one thing Coach Belichick would always say, and it would be my last time referencing, you know, that.
I know, was, man. Like, you keep talking about the
I mean, because it won't be.
Hey, you gonna bring him up all the time?
He gonna bring him up.
It's like he played there a decade,
there,
right?
Freddie was there for 18 months.
Like he played there a decade.
I wasn't. But that's the thing, right? Success loves consistency.
Correct.
That's what you're going to get from Coach Belichick.
100%.
It loves urgency. It loves speed.
That's what we got to be. Consistent.
100%, right? And I think that when you look at comments and the fans and, you know, where we started, where I, you know, IAA, you know, we have an amazing fan base.
100%.
We did something that we never thought we were going to be capable of doing. We just did something just to go out there and pass time and talk our life experiences, and then it evolved.
It felt like therapy, honestly. Like watching it,
100%.
Watching it felt like therapy.
1,000%, right? You can't get away from that too much.
Yeah.
You know, you can tweak and do this and that, but your core and your base is supposed to be where it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be. The main thing gotta be the main thing.
100%.
And that's the same thing that Coach Belichick would basically always say. You know, I don't think that we will get away from that.
So exactly. So what now, right? Like we sitting here. Obviously they're gonna see how it looks, right? They understand. They know who the hell we are, right? They've seen us in this world together before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like and I'll be honest. You know, just to talk about me and doing this. I remember when I got the call, like, hey, you know, RC, do you want to do the show? And I was like, hell yeah, I want to do the show. You know what I'm saying? I was like, That sounds like a good time to me. But it was also, too, you wanted to be around that energy. You know what I'm saying? And quiet is kept. My wife don't really like me to leave the house. You know what I'm saying? And it was during the pandemic. And I was like, hell, I've been home 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And I remember having the conversation, why you got to go do that? That's, right? You do TV all the time.
It's crazy you say that. We're going to come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
He said his wife don't like him to leave the house. If some people wife, that's okay with them leaving the house, and they
so that's
they
what
agree
I heard.
To it.
They don't like them.
Hold up.
it's not because they don't like them. Bro,
let's get
your
back.
Your wife don't want you.
You Channing. Sometimes
they enjoy you walking out the door.
Channing,
that might be Johnny the pool man walking in the back door.
The other thing is though, you the man that just said you like it when people take themselves out of the running from hitting on your old lady.
Oh yeah. I like a gay person. I like a gay man. Because he ain't going to try to hit my wife. Fred, only person I care about is somebody that's trying to hit my wife. You want to have sex with somebody? Have sex with him. As long as it's not my wife.
Not your lady.
Yeah! And if you like boys, my wife is not a boy.
We talking about consistency.
He's consistent with that.
This is one
but
dude
I'm consistent.
That ain't gonna never but, change.
No.
But you know what though? Like that. That's what you want though. You want people to show up, right? Like when I come to work, like I talk about people I work with, and I hate people that do this to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like don't come in one day and be an a-hole to me, and then the next day won't be cool. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Right? Like if we got beef, let's have beef every day, cause I know what I'm walking into. Right, if we rock together, let's rock together every day. And I think that's what people cling to, right? That's what people, when people show up to see you, they wanna see you be the same every day. I wanna know what the hell you're gonna be thinking and just let you tell me. And I think that's what y'all have been able to do, but we talking about pivoting, like this is the next move. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the next thing. What do you want this to be?
The name we came up with, the pivot, that's something that we all gotta do in life.
Right.
That's something we had to do when we retired.
Right.
It's something we had to do when, honestly, early on, we figured out that, damn, we might make it in this football shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to pivot. I don't know if y'all thought, I never thought I was going to make it to the NFL. Even when I went to Florida, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go get me a degree or something. And then I was like, damn, all American. Damn, all SEC. These might give me some money someday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so I even kind of turned it there. But the pivot, what do y'all think? It's funny, athletic-wise, life-wise, and all that. What would y'all say y'all's biggest, hardest, most difficult pivot was?
I'm going to let the OG go first, because I got to think about this. I've been through a lot in life.
Nah, I mean, for me, it's easy, really. I used to be out in them streets heavy, you know what I'm saying? Miami, man, out in the clubs 5-6 days a week, you know, f***ing off, just doing things, and I was right on the edge. You know, my career could have went either way, right? I used to hang out in the, you know, in the hood in Miami. I used to be on the beach. I used to do all types of stuff. But what was most important for me was, you know, football.
Yeah.
You know, I never necessarily took it for granted, but I had my fun and, you know, because I was my abilities was here.
Right.
And I would just show up to the stadium after partying all night. Yo. And boom.
Well,
I can still.
It was okay.
No.
Whatever, bro.
I used to tear Fred ass up.
So
you
know.
I hit him in the back. I hit him square in the back in the preseason game.
You hit him in the back, though.
Listen.
But that don't matter. That you hit him in the back.
It made me feel better because he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but he can't. You can't.
Remember,
win,
I
can't
just
see
said
you.
Some things never change. Can I finish?
My bad.
Thank you.
My bad, Freddie.
Thank you.
I used to tear your ass up.
Now, I felt my career was most important.
Yep.
So what I decided to do was, you know, I started to stay in, go out less, get more rest.
Right.
I changed my nutrition. I changed everything. So that was my pivot. My career took off. So my longevity in my career is basically what got me to where I am now.
Yeah.
You know, some people say I'm the best Jaguar of all time.
This is
you know,
true.
Other people say I'm not, but I'm 1A or I mean 1B. You know, I think those people have been binge drinking all night. They're crazy.
right.
But
who
that's
is
just
one,
part
if
of
you
it.
You 1B, who 1A? Brunel?
No, me. I'm 1A and 1B. Anything associated with number one, in my mind,
oh, so
that's
you alpha
me.
And omega. Okay,
I was saying, but who no, do people
Bo,
argue with
Bo
yourself?
Sally.
Yeah.
Tony.
I think the one thing that happens, though, is I think it's easy sometimes to pivot for what we consider as glory, right? Like, we all love that game. You know what I mean? Like, I sometimes try to sell how hard I worked as if I wouldn't have worked that hard if they wouldn't pay me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I did the same. Because in high school, bro, I'd stay with my AT during the summer, and I'd ride a bike 4 miles if it was raining, if it was sunny, whatever it was, to go to Tuesday, Thursday practices. Like that's what we do. But what's that thing you had to do that you felt like was difficult in a way where the gratification wasn't immediate?
You mean in our community?
Community,
when
there's a forced
pivot. You really don't know where the next paycheck is coming from.
Yeah.
So essentially, there's a forced pivot, right? And that happens a lot in our Black community where, yeah, you know, you're working this job. Uh-huh. Then before you know it, you're trying to get comfortable. Boom, something hits you. You know, they don't need you. Now you have to adjust on the fly. So for us, you know, our pivots is nothing. It's minimal.
Yeah.
But for the people where it really matters, I think they can dig into and relate to what it's all about to pivot in life.
I think life makes you move. Experiences make you move.
That's true. I think this particular podcast will allow them to understand that, damn, I've been doing this my whole life, and I haven't even recognized what it is.
Like you said, we were forced, like, the pivot that all of us got to talk about.
Like, they
retirement.
Don't always have to be bad.
No, yeah. They don't.
They don't
I was
always
say,
have to be bad.
Like, even with retirement, at some point, all three of us, the NFL said, we do not need you anymore.
Yeah.
We don't need your efforts anymore. We were forced to pivot. We were forced to get out of it and go different angles. And you were even talking about how society makes you. I would say a decisional pivot, and one of the biggest and most influential things in my life was the pivot to decide to get married.
Mm.
Bro, I was in Miami, 21 years old,
yeah,
enjoying Miami.
Right.
Partying. Everybody knew Crowder in Miami. Every club, every night, Fifth, Forge, you know, Crowbar. I can go way back where clubs don't even exist anymore, and they knew
right.
me. But the pivot to get married and to put that much thought and that much angle towards my wife and to embrace a family atmosphere, mm-hmm, I think that was bigger than anything athletically I ever did.
So
I really do
believe with that being said, the Steph Curry news, I don't know when it happened.
The Will Smith and Jada too.
The same
Steph
thing.
Steph and Aisha, the open marriage thing.
Would you be willing to pivot?
No. So here's
in
what,
your house?
Here's what we seem like we're learning
too,
Chad.
I want him. But here's what I want to say,
though.
Yeah.
Because he's the wild man.
The names you just mentioned, right? The names you just mentioned. You said Steph. You said Will.
Yeah.
They got two things in common. They both light skinned, right? So this might be a light-skinned thing. This might be something y'all brothers into.
Because the women love us, and they just throw themselves
in. Man, answer the
and
damn
we
question.
Just, bro, y'all know about the punt return.
Hey, wait, talk about basically, RC,
think about you wake up every day.
And it's a punt return?
And it's a punt just coming to you every day.
Well, you know they got gunners coming too now.
It's a bad firing one coming
they
down
They got gunners
there.
Coming too now.
I know, but
it's pitfalls.
I can fair catch.
Hey, it's pitfall. But like, no, but real yeah. though, like the, so the thought process behind that is the first time you hear it, if you're a man, you go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right? Look at all this stuff I get to do. I get to holler at this chick, it's open. I get to move around. But there's also another side to that, is you got to be comfortable with coming home knowing that somebody done been in your house. And when I say your house, I ain't talking about the doors you walk in that you pay for.
You're talking about right? the house.
I'm talking about the house, right? I'm talking about inside your stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's one thing to say, I could go live this way. I could go do these things. But to be able to be comfortable with that, is that something you think you could do?
I think men think about this very myopic.
Talk about Tua. I want to give you the out and the option of being able to say, no, you know what? I wouldn't want to do it anyway. You can also say that.
No. I'll say it. We real. Like, we always going to be real. We real. I think men especially think about this myopic where open relationship. Oh, okay, so I can stay married and then they got me a little side chick. Ha, ha, ha. That's cool. Are you comfortable with your wife coming home, knowing somebody been piling meat in her?
He about to say
something
crazy, man.
Hold up. Wait.
He about to say something crazy, bro.
I'm just saying. Are you comfortable? You at home. You in the bed cuddled up. The kids sleep. And you watching Netflix. And your wife come home at 2 a.m. And you know somebody been piling meat in her. Yum. 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 And now y'all wake up in the morning and make the kids breakfast.
Why you gotta do the sound effect?
Because that's real though.
Because y'all know the sound effect.
Because
you're already... I don't go that far. I ain't gonna lie. That was exaggerated.
You're a little closer.
I go tighter. But I can make a clap, RC. I can make it clap sometimes.
It's all right too though, man. You married, man. You can go right here. You can face to face.
Short stroke pirate.
But that's the thing, is this open marriage thing, I think men look at it as, oh yeah, I'm gonna have me a little bad one on the side. Okay. Well, your wife gonna have a big bad one on the side. Do you want that big bad one on the side?
That's real.
Them baby leg,
that's real.
Rock-a-docker, hey, like that's a real talk, man. Hey,
walk out your house like a tripod, and then you got to deal with it.
Then you try to go back in there, and the shutters are open.
Right.
That's something that's big right now. And Will Smith, Steph, and Aisha, and them,
Ti and Tiny.
We heard about.
That's all speculation. Like I don't know how true it is.
We got there because it is speculation.
It is,
but. We're getting from those three situations, famous, successful, a lot of money guys, to an open relationship. And I really do believe that a lot of long-term married couples have this conversation.
I think the conversation is different.
Why?
I also believe, though, it depends on how you start. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been talking about pivoting the whole time. It's one thing if when you met me, like, you know, like when people get married older, right? You get into a second marriage or you waited a long time to get married and now we're grown and we know who we are. We can have that conversation from the jump, right? We can sit down and be like, look, boo, like, you know, I want to be with you. Like, I want you to be primary. I want you to know everything. I want to give you everything. But every now and then, like, I feel like going to do something outside of this. And so now she gets to say either no, like, I ain't rocking with that, or yeah, but can I do it too? And so, like, now you got to make a decision. Because I remember having girlfriends in college. The chick that ended up being my girlfriend in college was the one I ain't want nobody else to mess with. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, nah, I just want to mess with you. It was like, nah, I need to make sure that you at least think you're involved in this, right? So you don't go out and do something else.
Right.
But, like, that's not how marriage works, right? And for most, and I can't speak for women. I've done enough work to know you can't speak for them. But for a lot of women, right, and I know even growing up, I always thought they were the higher gender, right? I used to be like, yeah, like when I was young, I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait to get married. Because when I get married and a woman see this ring, she gonna leave me alone, right? They used to walk over and I used to be like, bam, you see it, I'm straight. You know what I mean? But it's not like that. And so now when you get older and you realize, nah, women have these same desires. Women want to do these same things. I think it's one thing if you have the conversation, you can't be 15 years in it and be like, you know what? You know, babe, for these 15 years, like, you was real cool. And, like, I enjoy what we have. But I think we need to add somebody else to that. There's no way you could do that now,
but
Shannon.
That's all in the conversation is communicating. And I think that's the whole origin of marriage itself, right? Most people tie it to religion.
Yes.
When, in fact, it's not that.
And we're also getting further and further away from religion.
Yeah, we are.
And that's part of
it. It was never that.
Contract. 100% so on it being a contract. When I think that when couples decide to dib and dab, it's mostly because they want to save face. Because you tie religion into it, they don't want a divorce.
They want to get a divorce.
You know what I'm saying? I know Prime said a long time ago before he was Coach Prime, it's cheaper to keep her. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of these couples look at it and they want to save face. So they go and they say, look, you respect me on this level.
You think it's about saving face as much as your life. Your lives become one, Channing.
I think it's more about saving face.
Fred.
Because some people don't want to get divorced.
I know, but your lives are so intertwined, bro.
I think it's this. I do not believe in soulmates. I don't think there is the pot for every lid.
Like a one person for you.
That whole pot for every lid, where there's nothing perfect. So this is what and I tell you, me and Asia and everybody know my wife and me and her, the 80-20 rule. Well, if you find somebody that's 80% of what you want,
you can deal with the 20.
You can deal with the 20.
Stop listening to people. 90
to 10. Whatever that thing is, 50-50 not going to make it. 60-40 is not going to make it.
You got to build from 50.
You got to build it up and figure it out. But if it's 80-20 is what I want to say. Do you love the 80 and you deal with the 20?
Right.
And that's what your marriage is, and you have to be honest with it.
Right.
And I won't say me and Asia are 80-20.
There is no 100, bro.
There's never 100.
There's no 100.
There's never 100.
And that's the thing. And so
there's you do everything that he wants, and he does everything that you want.
Right.
And me and my wife, I'll be honest, we're not 100%. I'd say we might be 81-19 or something like that. Like, we ain't 55-50 because we know math
ready. I tried to convince y'all a long time ago.
We tried to do that. But that's the thing. So what if? I'm just saying, fellas, I got to put it out there.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What if, on the other side of it, there's another man that can give the 20 to your wife that you can't give her?
Say what?
The problem is this, though.
What if? Let me tell you, because Fred act like he ain't hear me.
That 20 come with meat, too, though, bro.
But it's going to come with the yappa, the bopper. What if the 20 didn't? What if the 20 comes with shopping? What if the 20 comes with traveling? What if the 20 comes with something else? What, like, the sexual part. Nobody wants somebody piling meat in their wife.
Right,
what
also
if the,
too,
what, but what like if the
folks
20,
ain't folks ain't doing all this other 20% stuff you talking about doing without
RC,
being able to do that though?
RC, what if the 20
you wouldn't do
else?
It? Channing?
What if the 20 something else? What if the 20's going to shop?
How many dudes you been around in your life?
Mm-hmm.
How many dudes that the 20% ain't involved the yum like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you ain't never been in the club, you know what I'm saying? Like when you was 21 in Miami, like, yeah, young Channing, you ain't never look across the club and be like, damn, she fine. I would love to take her on a trip and not touch her. Like, that's not how it works, bro.
It's gonna be some yum yum.
Yeah, like, that's not how it works. Like, there's no way to have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? And so for you, and we so stupid, right? We thinking about, oh, like, the first thing that happened, if your wife came to you and she brought it up, and it was like, you know, baby, and they so much smarter than we are. You know, baby, I love you so much. And, you know, like, I could see that maybe sometimes I'm not all that you want, like if you want to go have a relationship with somebody else, and as long as you're open, that's okay to me. What we gonna do? Oh,
sound good.
Hell yeah, it sound good. And you know, they so slick, they might let us live like that for a week and a half. We coming home, you super husband, right? Because you done been out, you come home, baby, what you need, baby? You wanna get something to eat? Right, we super husband, but then that week and a half go by, and she be like, hey.
She breed Big Meat Johnson.
Yeah, damn, Stella get her groove back, right? Oh, strong back youngster.
So
now I'm out of there.
With the yum yum. With the yum yum. With the big yam. Yeah.
So,
but that's the thing. But is it all sexual?
From what I've learned about women, it's very often they want that from a certain person, right? That a woman sees things in you, and even if it's the 80, and Asia's been with you all this time, and she needs 5 more percent. Mm-hmm. She rather Channing work to get that 5 more percent from Channing will mean way more to her than 5% from some dude that sees her totally different from you, right? Because you've been seeing her whole life, right? You've watched her grow. So for her, in her mind, she want to get that from you, right? We the dummies that want to find it somewhere else, the dummies that say they want peace or they want whatever it is. And so my point is, like, that, like, if your wife came home, right, like, if your wife had been asking you to shop or your wife had been asking you to stay home more, Fred, or do something else, right, and all of a sudden you came home one day and you was like, babe, I was going to run to the mall. Do you want to go, right? And because it's not all sexual. And she said, oh, no, me and Jonathan went. Mm-hmm. It would break my heart. Yeah. I'd be like, well, damn, you've been trying to get me to shop for 16 years. And now you don't want to? Like, that part would hurt, too.
Man, I don't know about that open marriage stuff, but this damn happy dad good as hell.
I'll tell you what. Boy, open marriages don't make for a happy husband. But this make for a happy dad, so I'm cool. You know what I mean?
I know you got electrolytes. I'm having a good time, and I'm getting hydrated. And
well, what it'll do is, man, it'll keep the party rolling, though,
that
right?
That what it is, the pinkly dinklies.
Yeah, you feel good in all kind of ways. Speaking of happy dads, though, they got a happy dad that's coaching at Jackson State, right? He won the swag. Deion wins the swag. He got Shiloh and Shadur over there. He also just pulled the number one recruit in the country. And if I could think back correctly, if I could get back into my mental Rolodex, there was somebody that said he wasn't going to be able to compete with the Power Five schools. It wasn't me.
It was him.
I ain't say it. So how do you feel now? Do you feel wrong? Do you feel as wrong as you are?
I'll tell y'all this. I want to apologize because I said that. I did, and it was very strong. I said there's not going to be a top recruit that chooses a HBCU over a Power Five school.
Right.
And I want to apologize to Deion because he did pull him. As Deion, he did pull Travis Hunter to a HBCU.
So is there a but coming? Do you have a but in it?
I do have a but. I just don't know if Deion is going to be there for Travis Hunter to graduate.
Right. Well, I think Shiloh. So
what?
Shadur was a freshman. He got at least 2 years. I don't think he leaves before his kids leave.
How is that?
I don't think he made. The only way he leaves if his kids are there, if his kids go with him. But it doesn't mean that you can go to Tennessee, you can go to Texas, you can go to Florida State and say that Shadur is going to be the starting quarterback.
Florida
there.
State is the first one because Norvell at Florida State is not being successful.
Okay.
So they fire Norvell and they offer Deion. Is he going to stay? And we can't answer that question. And when we talked to Deion in the past, Deion wouldn't answer that question.
Right.
But these are my concerns with Hunter going to Jackson State. This is my only thing. And I always, bro, I want the HBCUs to do great. I want the HBCUs
When Travis Hunter did the whole thing of taking this hat off, throwing this hat, taking this hat, did you hear how excited people were when he landed on Jackson State, though?
Yes, and that was a single day appearance. It was a single day situation. Now he has to go every single day for at least 3 years now, because that's the rule.
He has to
be in college for 3 years every day to this facility, to this medical staff, to this organization, to this coaching staff, to this training table, to these dorms. And that's my issue, is that I don't think those schools can live up to me as a Florida guy schools.
So you're talking about just a comparison?
No, the resources of it, Fred.
Back it out. Let's put it on a plate, right? We're talking about Deion Sanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about Joe Schmo, Deion Sanders. We're not even talking about HBCUs. We're talking about the influence of
primetime.
Deion Sanders.
And that's the influence.
Think about the position. I think it's just a perfect alignment and timing with everything. Look at the position Travis Hunter plays.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
Look at the coach he's looking to go and play for.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the greatest, if not the greatest,
cornerback of all time.
Greatest corner of all time.
To ever play the game.
Either y'all think of somebody better?
No, listen, though. It was a win-win situation for this young man.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking three and out.
Yeah, he's going to shine.
He has to be thinking three and out. They lack some resources. But when you talk about Deion Sanders and everything that he does, every company that he's been involved with.
Yeah.
they're going to support Jackson State because yes. this is a movement.
Under Armour's already
not just
done
for
it.
Now
you got Affleck.
It's a movement for forever. So Travis Hunter, someone you said probably would never go to
an HBCU.
It's bigger than a HBCU.
Okay. Next year, Florida State fires Norvell and offers Deion.
Deion ain't going there.
He's not going.
Deion is not going to limp his ass with that bad leg up on that thing. Y'all see him. Y'all see him.
It can't still
he
be
ain't
next year.
So y'all are telling me if Florida State,
Deion
his alma mater,
Deion
offers
not
him the head coaching job at Florida State.
I don't think he goes.
You don't think? You think he stays at Jackson State?
The reason
over
I think
Florida State,
his baby
ass
are
is
there,
crazy,
bro. And when you get a guy like Travis Hunter to come, so my bigger issue is that we're talking about Jackson State in primetime, we're not actually talking about HBCUs, right? Because that kid ain't going to go to Southern. I live in Baton Rouge. Yeah. He ain't going to go to Southern. He's going there.
Hugh Jackson's at Grambling State.
That's still not Deion,
Eddie George is at Tennessee State.
And that's still not Deion, right?
There's no knock on them.
No knock on them.
But
they're not
Prime
an athletic
has
commercial.
So much more influence.
Yes.
Deion, he's cut from an entire different cloth than so many of these other coaches. When you look into it, they looked at Deion, they see the cameras following, but that's always been Prime. He's always engaged and been ready for the prime time. Nickname, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't like the way he's coaching, how he's involved in social media. Right. He's bringing our people into the fold, right? And they're supporting it.
It's about the culture.
And he's not losing.
Yeah.
He's doing it in great fashion.
Yeah.
And the kids see that. They see he's having fun. He's transparent. He's able to go. What's college football all about? Recruiting, right?
Yeah.
He's able to go into any household and talk, verbatim to any family.
Yeah.
That's what families respect. That's what they want. That's what they need, especially from our demographic. So I think when you look at the evolution of HBCU and having the number one players, the top five stars, and Deion said he don't even care about a five star. He want a three star dog to come and play for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But against what you said, you have a number one player in the entire country that said, you know what? I believe in him.
Yeah.
I believe in everything that he said. I love his message. But here we are. Mm-hmm. Here we are. I don't think it's a one-shot pony.
Okay.
I think it's going to happen more. Nope.
Fred,
listen.
That's
Listen to me.
That's the Chicken
it's
Little.
It's not Chicken Little.
That's the left, right.
It's
left,
gonna happen.
Right. Oh, let
okay,
me
Chad.
What
he's so, so, no, right
Ryan,
now.
Listen,
he
fum.
Doesn't understand
it's,
the power.
No,
the power of the
what?
Power of social media.
Your question is this. Your answer is this. This is you ended like this right here. Is Travis Hunter the last one?
No.
Don't fuck yourself again.
No. Travis Hunter, I did.
You apologized to Deion?
I told Deion sorry earlier.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so here's the thing.
But he's not the last one. But is it well, let me retort.
Is your only problem that he's going to leave?
RC, let me retort. Is there going to be a rush of these guys?
No.
Why not? Deion is so embracive. And I want Deion to do it. This is the thing that kills me about this argument, fellas. I want Howard and Hampton and FAMU and all these motherfuckers to do something. But I cannot see.
It's not going to happen. No.
I cannot see it because of the fact that the resources aren't there. And that's what I want to get out here. I went to Florida. We need to do a tour. Don't give them too much on what's coming. We can do a tour of what this is and that is.
But I get you. Listen, man, this is the first show. Fellas, first off, I am honored to be here. This first show was a little different because it had to be purposeful. But I think you need to tell the people what else we got in store.
Fellas, we're going to do it right this year. We're going to line it up. We're heading into the playoffs right now. We're going to talk football. We're going to do sports. We're going to do all that. We're going to do our topics.
We're going to do life.
And we're going to do life. And we're going to educate people because that's what people want. And all the stuff that we're a part of and all the things that we do, a bunch of strong, educated young men, they gonna love it, baby.
New show. Same shit.
Grab your happy dad.
Different
Fred.
Show.
Grab your happy dad.
I go too. Cheers. Cheers. Hold up. Limitless. Take
got stomach cap pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling got me up. On the mission got me up. Knowing me, I got the key. On this vision, I can trust. Trust. Limitless. Take a stomach cap pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling got me up. On the